Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. All right, I'm going to jump right in and something bugging me. I've got to get it off my chest. Unsolicited dick pics. I don't know what's it. I do not know what's in the water right now, but I am getting a barrage of unsolicited dick pics sent to me. And you know what it's like? It's like I'm running down the street and I'm getting hit in the head, pelted with penises. And I don't want that. I don't want your dick pic. I don't want to see your dick. Unless I ask you for your frickin' dick, don't send me a dick pic. You know what? I had a funny little idea about what to do about this because I don't think it's going to stop. I can put up these podcasts and I can say, please don't send me a picture of your dick unless I ask for it. But I'll get them anyway. I've actually said that to guys like, you know, thank you. I'm glad you have a penis. I kind of assumed you did as you're a male, but you know, let's just hold, you know, dial it back. Plenty of time for that. Let me just kind of get to know you first. Oh no, they're saying it loud and proud. Here it is. Veins and all. What do you think? And I don't know what to say. I mean, I literally do not know what to say when I get an unsolicited dick pic. Sometimes I'm a smartass, but it just depends on my mood, really, literally, when it happens. I don't know. I mean, I kind of, sometimes I'm like, oh, great, look, there it is. You got a penis. Good for you. Hey, I didn't think you had one. Thanks for sharing. I mean, I don't know. Or thank you. What's the proper protocol? Do I just say, "Oh, thank you, for that"? I don't get it. I really, really don't get it. But my thought was this: I might start, and maybe this is for next year. Again, I'm sort of really brainstorming on a lot of ideas for next year. How to make it just fun and keep it fun and campy and lighthearted. because sex should be fun. I mean, it is fun, right? It is fun. And, but I thought I could have the dick pic, you know, wall of shame. And if you send me your dick pic, that's just where it's fucking going. I'm just going to post it and let people comment on your cock. Because I don't really care to really like sit there and analyze it, you know, and say, oh, I mean, what, I don't know. Like, what am I supposed to say? Oh, nice shading. You know, it's funny because there's all these different styles and, you know, some guys, first of all, okay, let me start with this. When you take a photo of your privates. I don't know. I mean, if it's just going to one person, I sent a photo of my privates to one person. I didn't necessarily like the photo. I sent it because it was in the heat of the moment and I did it. But that just went to one person, right? Directly to one person. If I was to be posting this, or it's a pic I'm sending out, I assume when I get these pics, you know, I mean, these guys did not just take this picture for me. They're hustling these pictures out there left, right, and center. And so, you know, sometimes I look at that and I kind of go, you know, and they send me this picture and I think, well, that just doesn't look impressive. Again, I don't ever say this, but this is the shit that goes through my mind. I'm like, that doesn't look that, I don't know. I don't think I'd want to jump on that. That's really not selling. That's not closing the deal here, buddy. And then I realize that because they're just so happy, I guess, that they have a penis that they can take a picture of and they just want to show it to you. here it is. Look what I got. Believe me, I can deal with the not knowing. Let's leave a little mystery. I'm happy being surprised, even if I'm a little disappointed when I do find out. Sometimes it's kind of fun, that little bit of anticipation, like, holy shit, what am I going to uncover here? But again, for the life of me, why these guys send these pictures out, first, unsolicited, and B, really poorly thought out, poorly taken. I mean, I'm looking at this like the shadow's off, the lighting's off. It doesn't look that big. You're saying it's big, but in this picture, you didn't quite consider the angle or the point of view. You didn't think before you hit the send button. You could have done a whole lot better. Now, the next step above that is you do have the guys that have actually given it some thought. And they have put something in the picture to give you a perspective of how big it is. Well, all right. You know, and generally speaking, it's a remote control, a beer bottle, a beer can, a Coke can, something of that nature. I don't really need to see your cock right next to your TiVo remote. I don't know. I'll tell you what looks the best, guys. I'm going to give you a heads up. Look at your hand. Just use your hand in the picture. If you want it to look bigger, then don't let your whole hand cover the full shaft. Okay? Put it somewhere either end, you know, top or bottom. And if your hand looks big and your cock looks bigger, and again, this can just really be done by angles, then now you got something interesting. But next to the remote control, you know, to be honest with you, women still don't have a concept of, you know, the size. I mean, yes, I understand what the size of a Coke can is, but when you're comparing length, like in inches, do I know off the top of my head what a standard can is, what that size is? Nope. No, I do not. So this is irrelevant to me. You want to put a ruler right next to it? Great. Fine. But I don't think you should, but I'm just saying that's a little more tangible. But this whole remote control, you know, can, you know, I mean, I've seen, you know, bottles, just oddball things like, hey, this is, look at how big it is next to that. No. You're thinking like a guy. Again, just have your hand in there, put it towards the bottom or the top. Take a couple different angles, points of view, look at the pictures, pick the best one. I mean, if you're going to do it, take a little extra time to put some thought into it. Not hard to do. But there you go. Just my two cents. Just saying. You know, I mean, I'll get like a big, long, skinny cock, and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, what do I comment on? The head size? I mean, you know, the head to shaft ratio. I mean, sometimes the head's smaller than the shaft. Sometimes it's bigger, a lot bigger. Do I comment on the mushroominess of it? I mean, what is it? The veininess? How about the veins? Well, it's a lot of veins. Wow. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know what I'm supposed to say here. I mean, I could be generic and be like, oh, baby, look at that big fucking cock. Oh, stuff it in my pussy. Really? No, that's not going to happen. I never, could never respond that way when I've been, you know, pelted with a penis pick unexpectedly. It doesn't happen. And it's always in the most inopportune moment. Let me tell you, it'll be, you know, I'll be like at the hair salon or someplace public where somebody's behind me and I'm like, boom, I open. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, and I'm just like, really? Did you have to send it now? What the fuck is going on? Just last night, I'm sitting here like just chatting away, you know, like doing some stuff. And, you know, I get a lot of this on Tumblr. You know, somebody just like, it kind of goes like this. Hey, you know, so I'll go, hey, I don't know who this person is. And, you know, it goes, hey, you know, how are you? And it with the, you know, how are you with the R and the U. Now this tells me this is a younger person, and which is fine. Nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I can pick up on this stuff right away. Right. And then how are you? Okay. Well, you know, I'll usually say, I'm well, thank you. How are you? Of course, I type everything out with proper English. And then, boom, penis pic. Oh, okay, you're feeling like a stiff cock tonight. Okay, great. Good for you. If you want a stiff cock, I'm sure you can go find one. I don't know. It's strange. But anyway, maybe, you know, maybe some guys can like really, I'm curious. I mean, I'm really, really curious what, I'd like to understand this. What goes through a guy's head? The big one, not the little one. Although, as we all know, sometimes it's like, I don't know what's, we all know what's doing the thinking, but there's no common sense down there. But, you know, guys, just seriously, like, I love that you have a cock. I love that you have a penis. I love a penis. I love a nice, good penis. As, believe me, I don't need to see it. When I want to see it, I will ask you. Trust me. Just wait for it. Wait for it. That's the best. You know, sometimes less is more. Just wait a little bit. Let me warm up to you. Let me get in the mode to start talking about your penis. And I will. But for God's sakes, don't jump the gun, you know. And after two or three sentences, boom, I'm staring at your dick. Now, this is funny. I'm just sitting here. I just got a Tumblr message. Again, it's a hey. Let's see what this is. Since this is live, let's see what this says. Hey. All right, hold on here. Okay. Hey. It's a straight guy from Canada. He's horny all the time. That's what it says. All right, I'll say hey back. Let's see if I can get a penis pic while we're doing this. Oh my God, that would be really funny. So I usually do this. So it goes like that. So they'll say hey. I'll mimic what they just said. Hey. Now my guess says this is a young guy. When he leads with a hey, it's generally a younger guy. All right. At any rate, let's go back to the, you know, the penises that I don't want to see. I really do like this. I really like this. You know, the penis pick hall of shame. Because for two reasons. Number one, it'll help me quantify how many unsolicited dick pics I really do get. Because it's a fucking lot. And number two, I'll just put it up there and then I don't need to comment. I will just let the public comment. We'll just let, you know, anybody that comes to the site, you know, take a look and give their two cents on what was sent in. And hopefully, you know, I can get the females, you know, the women that are following this just to chime in. It might be actually kind of funny. I'll have to talk. I'm sure I'll have to talk to my attorney about that. Like, is this legal? Can I do this? But you know, if it's just a random pick, maybe I can. I'll make sure I check out the legal ramifications. I'm always really good about that. I don't want any problems, but you know, I think that's a funny little idea, and I'm quite amused with it. So just know, danger, danger, Will Robinson, if you send me an unsolicited dick pic, I'm just probably going to post it. I'm going to post it right on up there, and we'll let, you know, and maybe I will rate, join in and jump in and rate it like, no, looks good. Oh, looks small. I don't know. Is it a 5-incher? Is it a 10-incher? Can't tell. Looks girthy. Looks skinny. Nice veins. I like the color change. Oh, here's a question. I'd like somebody to help me out with this one. I've seen some cocks that have, like, they're darker and then they're, like, light on the end, like pink. And almost like maybe where the foreskin got cut up. I'm not sure. What is that? I don't know what that is. There's one porno guy that his dick is like that. It's a big one. But I think that's kind of his trademark. Like, you can always kind of recognize him because you can see that. But what is that? What causes that? I'm very curious about that. And while we're on the subject of cocks and penises, I've never been with a guy that was uncut. I always wonder what that was like. And I don't know. It always kind of looked to me like, you know, like you're wearing a turtleneck and you pulled it up over your head. But I've never been with a guy that was uncircumcised. So I'm kind of curious about that. Maybe that'll be like a year two, you know, I'll put that on year two's goal. Like just to feel the difference. I don't know. I'd love to have any of the ladies that listen tell me what, you know, if they've been with guys that are uncircumcised, like what the difference is, how that feels. I kind of think it would feel good. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know, like maybe the more you can stuff in there, the better. Let's go for it. So I am curious about that. I've never, like, you know, never experienced that. And I want to know what that's all about. So, okay. Well, I have no response here from the hey guy. We'll see what, if anything, comes of that. Maybe he got scared and went away when I said, hey. Oh, I love you guys, but God dang, sometimes you're just so, you need to just, I don't know, think outside of the box just a little bit. Like, I mean, trust me, I love men. I'm a lover of men. But for goodness sakes, really, like, where are you coming up with this stuff? Why don't you Google it? I don't know. Like, good one-liners, opening one-liners, good one-liners on Tumblr messaging. I mean, hey, I'm sure they have this stuff out there. This will help you not be so generic. It's the generic stuff that you lose me at the beginning. And it's probably why the dick pics lose me from the beginning, because it's just so predictable and surprise me. I know, again, for the record, I'm pretty sure you have a penis. We can just put that aside. There's no question about it. I'm not questioning it. So just Surprise me with something else. Please, anything? Bueller, Bueller. All right. I think that's enough about my little, I know I got, this is a little rant here, on dick pics and getting them when you just don't want them. I know I've said it before. I'm doing a whole podcast on it. Please, please, please don't send me your dick pics. Unless I ask for them. Really. I mean, when I'm fucking you, I don't mind cock pics. I love it. Send them all you want. You know why? Because I know what that cock feels like. I like that cock in my pussy. I have something to relate it to. When this is an unknown cock. It's like, nope, pussy doesn't like it. The vagina doesn't like it. This does not turn me on. Not in the slightest. Now, if I've had sex with you, we have good sex, and we're flirting, and we're sexting, and we're sending naughty pics, absolutely. Oh my God, I love it, love it, love it. But that's because I know what that cock feels like. I know what it does for me. Just seeing it, like, oh my God, like, I want to touch it, suck it, fuck it. An unknown, an unfamiliar, nope, shuts me down like a prude. Just has the opposite effect. I don't know why. I don't know why. There's really no right or wrong to it, but I'm just telling you, that's how it is for me. I don't need to peruse, you know, big dick pics and get turned on by, you know why? Probably here's why. Because I'm having enough sex. I'm getting enough cock in my life that I don't need to just stare at pictures and fantasize about it and want and dream. I'm already getting it. I have something actually tangible and real to relate it to. So that's my probably best guess on why, you know, I'm not moved or turned on, or, you know, my head doesn't pop off when I get sent a random dick pic from some guy I don't even know and I'm two sentences in a conversation with. I mean, I can't imagine what the hell would motivate me to send a pussy pic after, hi, how are you? How are you doing? Well, thanks. And then boom. Okay, I know. Now let me send him a pussy pic. I tell you, if I did, you know, I'd have to fucking land on my head and have lost my mind in order for that shit to happen. So, if you get a pussy pic from me after 3 or 4 sentences, trust me, that's what happened. I have done lost my fucking mind, okay? It's don't take it to heart. Don't take it to mean that I'm interested. I have fucking lost it. All right. There you go. I know. Sorry for the rant. Got a little ranty, but I don't know what's going on with guys. I don't know. Like, again, I think the weather, like, we're hitting summer and people's hormones are changing. So they're just getting more horny. I get it. Me too. But, you know, let's keep something just a tiny tad bit mysterious. Or why don't you seduce me into asking you for a dick pic? Why don't you do a little work, chat a little bit, make me want it. Make me really want to know what you're working with. What's in those pants? It's just no fun the other way for me. And I think, quite frankly, a lot of women too. But I'll just speak for myself on this one. All right, there you have it. We did not get another response here from the hey guy. Hey, there he is. We'll see what if that continues. But anyway, have a good one. Thank you for listening as usual. Again, if you can explain to me, if anybody wants to just flat out tell me, like, this is why I send a cockpit right away, I would love to hear it. I would love it. Please explain this to me. Send your comments, you know, say whatever you want about this subject. I'm totally curious. Completely, I want to understand it because it makes no sense to me, but I'm open to learning. So send that information. Send those thoughts to Curious Girl at thecuriousgirldiaries.com.